This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Say you get your health insurance through your employer, and your company launches a new wellness program where you could get a $25 discount on your premiums if you submit to physical examinations and blood tests to check your waistline and cholesterol levels. Would you do it? Is it even legal? That's the question that recently popped up in Carrie Goldberg's inbox. Carrie is the co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. And hey there, Carrie, tell us a little bit more about this email.
I got an email from an employee at a major national retailer who told me that they were receiving a $25 discount every 2 weeks if they filled out a health questionnaire, which everyone felt compelled to do because, you know, that's a lot of money. That's $650 a year. Then the next year, to keep getting the $25 discount, you'd have to not just fill out a questionnaire, but you'd have to do a screening, which would involve measuring your waist, measuring your blood pressure, and a blood draw to test for glucose and cholesterol and so on. And if you didn't pass these tests, you would lose your $25 if your numbers were not brought down to an acceptable level within a few months. So the company is not just asking employees to do good things. It's checking. It's keeping them accountable. It's checking to see what their outcomes are.
Okay. So she wondered in the email to you, is this even legal? Because it felt like an invasion of privacy to her.
Exactly.
And the answer?
And the answer is yes. I called David Wilson, who's a partner at the legal firm Hirsch Roberts Weinstein and an expert on wellness law.
And David Wilson's actually with us now. Mr. Wilson, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So you heard Carrie describe that it is legal. Why is it legal if it feels like such an invasion of privacy by an employer?
Well, it's legal if it follows certain standards that don't violate things like the Americans with Disability Act or GINA, the Genetic Information Notification Act. And so, for example, what's important is that the wellness program creates incentive for employees and not penalties.
And in this case, the incentive is that $25 discount on their premium?
Right. And if you participate, you get it. And if you choose not to participate, then you don't get it.
But on the other hand, Mr. Wilson, I mean, I read the email that Carrie was sent, and the person writing it said, you know, these aren't very highly paid employees, so $25 feels like a lot to them, and therefore they didn't feel like they had a choice.
You know, it's true that here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and in many states in the country, we have a right against unreasonable or substantial or serious interference with our privacy. But here, we're making a choice. And if I really feel that my privacy is more important than $25 every 2 weeks, then you know what? I'm going to exercise my right and choose not to be part of the program.
Hmm.
If instead they created a penalty where I actually had to pay an additional $25 than everybody else, that wouldn't be okay.
Now, I understand that the Americans with Disabilities Act also says that you have to make provisions for people who have medical reasons why they may not be able to participate in such screening or why they may come out with certain results, even if they do.
That's right, Meghna. And I think the key on these wellness programs, a legal wellness program, for example, if it offers $25 if you're a non-smoker, then it also needs to offer $25 to me if I'm a smoker, but I enter into, say, a smoking cessation program.
Mm-hmm. So it gives alternatives, in other words, reasonable
exactly.
Alternatives.
Carrie, let's take a step back here. I mean, we're talking about workplace wellness programs, which is kind of a relatively new concept, but it's, from what I understand, a rapidly growing one.
It is a gigantic trend, yes. And it is both happening just in the marketplace naturally because employers are trying to bring down their healthcare costs. It's enshrined in Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. That's happening federally. And it's also in Massachusetts in our new health cost cutting law, which takes effect in November. It offers added incentives to employers to have wellness programs.
David Wilson, let me ask you, how far could these wellness programs go? I mean, how much more detailed could these programs become?
When we talk about measuring health factors like body mass index or blood sugar levels, right now the federal law only allows an employer to give a discount of up to 20% off your current premium, but that is going to rise to 30% in 2014 and then eventually up to 50%.
You know, in an actual dollar figure, how much could that be for an employee potentially?
Well, a typical family is paying somewhere between $18,000 and $20,000 a year in health insurance. So 50% of that, $9,000 to $10,000, it's real money.
I would get my cholesterol tested for that.
You would. But people commenting at the Common Health website, some of them don't feel that way at all. I mean, there's been quite a bit of outrage in the comment section, Carrie.
It's been a very interesting mixed bag of responses. There were a few healthcare workers who said, you should walk a mile in my shoes. So many of my patients are in there mainly for obesity or smoking. Anything that cuts that down is great. And then there have also been people who feel like this is a big brother-ish kind of thing, in particular, a spouse of an employee. So she doesn't even work for the company, but the company measures her health factors.
Because she's on the health plan through her spouse.
Right.
This gets to the very heart of the entire problem with our healthcare system and trying to control costs, you know, nationwide, doesn't it?
I think it does, yes, because I think we're used to, so your health is happening in your body, right? And your body is a very deeply personal thing. It seems like there should be very high privacy fences around it. It's sort of like the John Stuart Mill idea that you should be free to do whatever you want so long as it hurts nobody else. And clearly your health is all about you. But the truth is that, in fact, we're all paying for our healthcare. And in a company, for example, the health of all the employees helps determine what the health insurance premiums are going to be. So in fact, your health is also a collective phenomenon, and it's very hard to wrap our heads around that, I think.
David Wilson, did you have a thought about that?
It is a problem of social cost and trying to shift the cost to get people to take responsibility for their own health. And I think that's what wellness programs are trying to do.
Well, David Wilson is a partner at the legal firm of Hirsch Roberts Weinstein. Mr. Wilson, thank you so much for your time.
I very much enjoyed it. Thank you, Meghna.
And Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health Blog. Carrie, always great to see you.
Same.
And listeners, as always, you can find a link to Carrie's post at radioboston.org.
And that's our program for today. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Do join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.